Gee, she's a bit sticky over here, Lindsay.
Yeah, it's a little bit.
Now, I'm a bit worried, though, because not that long ago, not far from here, you and I spotted a 4-metre crocodile.
Well, that was a few years ago, Brad, and they caught that one, and he's up in the crocodile farm at Rockhampton at the moment. That's what they tell us, but I just got the feeling he's in a handbag in LA or somewhere. But
what are we hunting for now, though, Lindsay?
We're coming out here, Brad, to find an ancient mangrove that I had carbon dated. When we get there, I'll tell you how old it is. Extremely old, so we're out to look for this mangrove.
So we are in very muddy ground here. It's sort of like got a grass on it. Explain what the sort of territory we are standing on.
Well, we're on the upper side of the mangrove forest, between the mangroves and the mainland, and it's just a salt couch flat. Marine couch only grows in the salt areas.
So that's what the grass is, a marine couch.
Yeah, couch, saltwater couch, that's what it is.
Lindsay, would this in high tide be covered with water?
It was covered last night, Brad. We get the big tides at night time in the winter time.
Mm.
So this would have had water on last night. But when we get round to about September, when the tides are small both ways, at the equinox there, this mightn't go under for 3 or 4 weeks or a month at the time.
It's absolutely beautiful. As I gazed over your shoulder then, Lindsay, I just see kangaroos hopping through the fields. It's just incredible.
Yeah, there's a few of those around.
Okay, let's see this tree. So how old do you reckon?
738 it is. 738 years old it was carbon dated at.
738 years old.
Hmm.
Whoa. Okay, we've got to cross a little creek here. So this is it. This is not it.
You never find an ancient Abyssinia mangrove that's not hollow. They're all hollowed out in the middle.
Yeah.
As they get older, they just holler out and that's it.
So you love mangroves, though?
Oh, they're pretty good.
Yeah. What do you like about them?
Oh, well, it's different. And most people don't go in mangroves, so they don't know what they're like, but they are really special.
Mm. It's sort of like a breeding ground for a lot of animals too, isn't it, the mangrove swamps?
Oh, yeah, sandflies and mosquitoes. Yeah,
and cattle farmers.
Heaps of stuff here, crabs and everything. That's pretty good.
Well, what do you find interesting about them, the trees?
Well, we've got 10 varieties of mangroves in the Mary Susan estuary. So as you go north, you get more, but as you go south, you get way less. So we've got 10 and they're all different.
How are they different, Lindsay?
Well, some have roots that come out of the mud, like these nematophores here. Others don't have them. Some extrude the salt through the leaves, like these river mangroves in front of us. They extrude the salt. You can lick it off. Beautiful, clear, clean, pristine salt.
Yep.
So they're all different. Abyssinias will be fruiting at the moment. There's none just here where we are, but they're right on the go right now. So we'll see that.
Okay, let's go find this 738-year-old tree. You got a winch? You might need to pull me out. Are the mangroves important for our river systems?
Oh, definitely, Brad. All the marine habitat, most of the marine animals breed in the fish and crustaceans and stuff. When they're juveniles, they live in the mangroves for protection and stuff. So very important.
Are we managing the Mary River? Okay.
Well, according to Norm Duke, who is a world-renowned expert on mangroves, he tells us the Mary River mangroves are pristine. They're not all stuffed up like around Gladstone and everywhere else. They're pristine. There's no one does anything with them, so they're just how they always were. And more of them. We've got more mud banks in the river than we've ever had, so we've got more mangroves than we've ever had.
If I don't fall over, it is going to be a bloody miracle. Just pass some bones and a skull. Plenty going on in this swamp.
Oh, there's an odd dead pig around the place too, but we're just very near to the old fella here, the old timer.
Is that it there?
That's it there.
Wow. So you wouldn't think much of it. It's not huge. It's only about 2 or 3 metres high, and it sort of looks half dead. It's split in half, but a huge, big base sort of circle, but it is hollow.
Yeah, 2.4 metres diameter, the base of it is, so that's a pretty big tree.
So what drew you to it? What made you think this is an old one?
Well, it just looked the oldest of all of them, and I sent a piece away and it came back at 738 BP plus 69 years from 1950.
Wow, and what type of mangrove is it, Lindsay?
It's an Abyssinia. Most people call them grey mangroves, but it's actually an Abyssinia, which is easier to say than a grey mangrove.
Okay, let's go up and have a real close look at it. Have you given it a nickname or anything?
Yeah, it's a Magna Carta tree.
What do you call it?
The Magna Carta tree, because if you go back that far, you get to 1215, which was Magna Carta days.
Wow. Isn't that incredible to think that tree has been here for that long?
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good.
Wow. The world has turned and turned.
A bit, hasn't it, since then?
Yeah, wow. So you could stand in the middle of it. It sort of looks like it's been sliced in half to a degree.
Yeah, it's pretty old. It's all rotted away, but the basics are still there.
And it's still alive.
Still got fruit on it. See the fruit there?
Yeah, wow.
Still reproducing.
So how old do these mangroves live to be, Lindsay?
Well, we don't know, Brad. This is the oldest one I've ever got dated, but I don't think they'd get much more than this. 800 or 900, I suppose, would be the maximum.
What do you think about when you look at it?
Oh, I think it's really special. I mean, we're going back hundreds of years. See, there's a little one there, that tree there. That's the same variety. So 800 years from now, we'll be like this one.
As far as dating that tree, is that important for scientists and for research? Because, like you just said, we don't know how old they can be.
No one really does much with them. I think I was the first one ever to date these old trees. Well, Brad, if you go out in the bush, the old native forest, the old ancient trees, they either get burnt down or they get hit with lightning. That's what usually happens. But when you get in a mangrove scrub, they can't get burnt because we never have fires. And never in my 70 years have I seen a mangrove hit with lightning. I don't know the reason, but it doesn't happen. So these trees just live here till they give up.
What about this area as far as the Butchala people, the local indigenous people? Would this area have been important to them too, Lindsay?
Oh, that's foreshore along the Mary here is really important. We've got middens at home there with shells and all sorts of stuff in them. There's one carbon dated further down the river at 2,870 years old, so it's nearly 3,000 years. So the Butchala people were here for way back.
Look at those roots just reaching in into the ground there, like a huge spider's web.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty good. We get this variety in certain places will run roots out on top of the ground for at least 20 metres. So these are not that big here, but they're old.
Can you remember, Lindsay, the first time you saw this tree?
Well, I can, actually. I was walking along here.
And how old would you have been?
Oh, it's not that long ago, only 20 years ago or so. Before that, all we were doing in the mangroves was either chasing crabs or pigs. And the mangroves were just a nuisance to get in the road when you're chasing a pig. So it's only the last 20 years that I've sort of started to look at them from a different angle and see the beauty of them. So I remember the first day I came up here and saw this tree, and it's not that long ago either, because before that you didn't take any notice, just went past them.
And did you think it was special then, that first time you saw it?
Oh yeah, I knew it was old. I knew it was the oldest one I'd ever seen.
There's something very special about standing next to it, isn't there?
Oh, well, it's history, yeah. It's really special.
Worth the trek through the mud and past the skulls.
Oh, yeah, but not far. This is an easy walk, Brad, easy.